gracious and almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Choir was saying, do you know Jesus? You don't know him, get to know him here. He'll take care of you if you put your trust in him. He'll take care of you. Thank God for our babies. Thank God for them. They're smart now. They can learn everything else. They can learn about Jesus. We got to tell them. We got to teach them about Jesus. About Jesus. We're still in our series. I see why he got me still here on this series. When I tried to get off it, and I told y'all we run into one another, God and I. And he told me, preach what I said, preach. And not what people want to hear. It was kind of like an argument, but it wasn't too much. And the devil tried to get me off it. God knows I'm not lying. I don't told you once, but the devil tried to choke me. But God, I thought of repeating what God said. He had to loosen me in. See now why. What's happening in this world. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. He's nothing to play with. Nothing to play with. I know you may get tired of this, but you just don't know my heart. And relationship with Jesus and your relationship, but I know mine. And it's rough out here now. Rough out here. That's mean I put a lot of emphasis on salvation.
You're right.
If something happened to you, you are saved. We don't know what don't happen to us. But if something happened to you, I'm saved.
Amen.
If somebody shoot me, I'm saved. Somebody threw a bomb on me, I'm saved. Money can't buy this. Money buys something, but money doesn't buy all things. God got the best stuff out the reach of money. See, what happening in the world could happen anywhere. Anywhere. That means preachers and pastors got to put more emphasis on being what? Saved. Because you don't know when God going to loose the devil at you.
All right.
But being saved is the key. Find your Bibles. You will to Revelation 3:20. That's his holy name. I know you don't heard me say it this many times, but it's on my heart, what God put on my heart. It said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, he will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame, God Almighty, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To the churches. If you got an ear that have a desire to hear, not just literally I got an ear, but want to hear what the Spirit got to say, you will listen. He will help you. He's dealing with the church. Look at Acts for me one time, if y'all will. The book of Acts 4:12. They don't want the name Jesus.
All right.
Where we stopped off on last Sunday. They don't want the name Jesus. We just gonna read just one or two verses, if you will. They want to stop his name. Let me see where I want to start here at. The 19th verse, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, some of the Pharisees and the big shots, church supporters, whatever they were back in them days, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more unto God, judge ye. For we, talking about folks who love Jesus, cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. God Almighty. They didn't want them to talk about Jesus. But they had boldness. You go up and read a little further. It says something about Jesus. And this is what happening today. They're trying to get rid of Jesus. They don't want to hear that name, Jesus. The God that need nothing, number 75, for record's sake. Record's sake. And we showed you on last Sunday the video in Colorado about the name Jesus. And I told you, not boasting about it, but I did tell you that Satan got one more thing to go after now before Jesus come back, is the name of Jesus. If he just can stop that name, every preacher, all you two boys, y'all cousin. Every preacher ought to have the King Hepit.
All right, all right.
That says something about Jesus.
You're right.
If they are afraid, they need to come out this pulpit.
All right, yeah. All right. Leave Jesus alone.
Yeah. Peter, well, I'm about to get a habit. Peter and John couldn't help themselves. Go on and do what you got to do, Pharisees, but we can't help it.
All right.
It's something about the name.
All right, right. That's right.
Got to say something about the name. If you want to shake up the devil, you got to bring up the name Jesus. He can't take that name. And please don't take this lightly. I know some of you taking what's happening in the world lightly. I promise you, don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. You can believe it if you want. We in the last times. I promise you. I said, I promise you. I said, I promise you. We can ignore it. I said, all you want. Turn your head against it. We closer than we ever to the coming of Jesus since he left it. Why? You see, the signs are so plain. Oh, boy. And we still playing church. God Almighty. Jesse and the brother, Lord, what have Jesus done to folks?
All right, Devin.
That they don't care nothing about Jesus. I got a whole hour. You might well relax. What? Really? What have Jesus done to people that people can't stand him? What has he done? Think. What have he done to folks that they can't stand his name? Not the matter that I'm looking at it, but they can't stand his what? Name. If he's not traveling, they still can't stand his what? Name. Just don't call his what? Name. Some people right now, I promise, somewhere in the world, in the hospital. That's what they leaning on. When the doctor walk away from the bed, that's what they leaning on it. Is the what? Name. And somebody next to them can't even what? Stand it. What have Jesus done to folks that they don't care nothing about Jesus?
Mama.
Lord Almighty. Don't seem like it's real. See, I was brought up, and some folks my age a little older, a little lesser, but that's all we heard about when we was at home little children.
That's right.
I can remember playing how, no now, when mama didn't have much food to feed all of us seven children, looked like somebody come and brought some extra food in there. But anyway, all those eight.
That's right. All right. That's right.
Them all folk leaned on Jesus.
That's right. That's right. Pastor.
Sometimes we wonder why. Where did the meat come from? I got a sister over there. She know about it, but she was little. I'm older than she are. And she is. And I know sometime. I wonder how we going to eat.
Come on.
She was leaning on. And getting these last and evil days. Folk get mad, which is when you bring his name up. What has he done to folks that folks don't care nothing about Jesus? Don't realize he the one that rocked us to sleep at night. The devil didn't rock you to sleep. God rocked you to sleep. Jesus rocked you to sleep. The devil didn't wake you up. Jesus woke you up this morning. But what has he done?
You're right.
To folks that they hate the name Jesus. They take him lightly. What have happened? And my brothers and sisters, what happening in America? What right now going on in America? All of them told you about it. What's going to happen? And I see now God putting this thing together. I promise you. He putting this thing together. I can see plain now what's going on. Hold on. That's why I'm taking my time. I might go 2 hours. And now one of you better not leave, Lisa. No, we got you there. I better go on, but bless your heart. What happened to this great American? Can we call it great? Things have gotten so bad now, and everybody is pointing their finger at one another and saying, we demand changes. It was said on television. Somebody got up and said, we demand change. Hold on. We demand. You got to a point now. We what? Demand. We got to have some what? Change. God Almighty. He's upset now. Got to a point, they don't know which way to go now. But every child of God, when you study the word of God, you know who in charge. Can I say this? What's going on in the world today, a lot of folks just are upset.
All right.
I'm not boasting now. I'm just a relaxed.
Mama.
Why are you so relaxed, Reverend Walker? Because we see the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
All right. That's right. That's right.
We see his coming. God Almighty. Things have gotten so bad. You to blame. This to blame. They to blame. Who to blame? we point our finger at one another. We already have told Jesus that we don't need nothing. Well, who else can we go to command change into? Hard on my. If we don't need Jesus, well, where are we going? And trust us that we demand changes. And my brothers and sisters, always remember when we turn our back on Jesus, there's not but one face left, and that's the devil.
All right?
Stand up, brother. Come on, young man. You stand back there. You stand. I want you to play Jesus today. Both of y'all at me. Both of you want me. He doesn't want me. If you Jesus, you don't want me. Just use me. You want to save me. You love me.
All right.
You hate me. You want me too, but you want to kill me. You want to deceive me and send me to hell or go to hell with you. But now I love Jesus. And something don't happen to me. I go have ups and downs, but yet still I got joy in my heart. I have trials and tests, but I can go to Jesus. He'll give me some, but now I don't got tired of Jesus because of persecution.
All right.
I'm facing Jesus. If I get tired of Jesus and look at the next face, it's going to be the devil.
All right. Mama.
It's the devil. Uh-huh. Y'all, if you see it.
Mama.
When Americans turn their back on Jesus, they facing the devil. If it ever was a time that the devil is loose in America, it's right now. I promise you. I mean, he's a loose. Because we don't turn our back on God.
Amen.
I promise you. I'm promising you that. I promise you that. We demanding now. Everybody demanding. Everybody looking at that. We always have told Jesus that we don't need him for nothing. So got down to that point now, Church of Leo Garcia. We need you for nothing. God Almighty. And trust to say we demanding changes. And my brother and sister, always remember when you turn from God, again, you ain't got nowhere else to go but to the devil. You looking at death. America right now is looking at death, but you don't even see it. God Almighty. We just sing upon him. Sing upon him. Watch this. God demand a change also. Watch this now. Even he got his finger pointing right back to his church. But he want the change also. We love this present world so much. But Jesus got his finger turned straight to his church. Everybody got their fingers here and there, but Jesus got his finger at his what? Church. God Almighty. Look, I'm just going to carry y'all back. I'm going to carry you back. Now, I ain't say I hate to take you back, but I'm got to take you back. If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I've got to take you back, cover. I can't finish it. He'll put it together now. When I told y'all what happened 9/11.
All right.
I told y'all back there. Ain't been long ago. Big while ago. And years ago, what he told me, I was in the Bible. Got to tell you all that too. And I was watching the twin buildings when the last one's airplane hit on television. My wife and I was in the kitchen. Never forget, that was years ago. The second plane come around and hit that building. I was looking right at it. My wife was too. Looking, I thought it was a replay. But the television announcer said, a second plane, that's another plane. Whoop, he's headed. All right. I'm just going to make it short now. I was supposed to be in the Bible that Monday at New Zion Baptist Church on 24th Street. Got in my pastor's study at home and I was studying. I said, Lord, give me a message. Give me a message for tonight. That's that Monday. It happened on them twin buildings that Tuesday before then. And I just opened my Bible from the depths of my heart. I preach about it, know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you open your Bible.
That's right.
And just sometimes it just fall over to something.
Yes, sir.
The time I open the Bible, it come to 1 Chronicles 7:14 from the depths of my heart. I read it, Jesse. And when I read it, God, I heard his voice plain as day said these words, 5 nights. I answered back to it. I said, 5 nights. See, I knew what he was talking about. I want you to do this one verse 5 nights.
Mama.
5 nights. My people who call by my name.
Reverend.
If they humble themselves.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know the whole story. But watch this now. Watch this. I know what he's talking about. That's 5 nights. And from the depth of my heart, I had no problem preaching that one verse 5 nights. Look what he told me now. He told me what happened in New York was a message. God knows I'm not lying. He said it was a message to the churches in America. That's where she's going down.
Yeah.
It was a message. Well, what is all about, Reverend Walker? In other words, they depended upon what they got.
Yeah.
And not depending upon God.
Yeah.
They depended upon their own strength. Their own knowledge. They run the world. They can't run the world like that. Jesus said they need me. I don't want to draw them from where they come from already.
Yes, sir.
Watch this now. He said, it wasn't an army that hit those buildings. It was one man. And they trust to protect themselves and can't have one man. American saying they don't need Jesus. That's mean things are happening. And I promise that you go home and put it in your book. I don't mean a bit of harm. I promise you it won't get no better. I promise you it won't get no better. See, we've been playing church a long time. God's about time now. He's about time to come back. See, it's getting close to the end of time now. And he told us if things don't happen like this at the end just about of his coming. They're trying to protect themselves. We don't got so smart now. We don't need Jesus. God Almighty, we need him. We can't do nothing without him. This is his church problem of disobedience to God's word. That's the kind of problem the church got. We are not disobedient to his word. We will not obey his word. This is our problem. We might as well face it. And my brother and sister, we must understand in these things what happening that God said was going to happen right before the coming back at his church. He said these things going to be right before he come back at his church. And if you are having problem with Jesus, won't you go to him like a man and talk to him? But you got to humble yourself before him. You can't go with your chest poked out to here I am, God. Humble yourself. God doesn't need nobody, but we need God. Heart of mine. Yeah. If you're having problem with God, if you're having problem with the name of Jesus, you ought to go and see him. That's his holy name. And if you got a problem with him, now don't look at me. I can't help you. You need to go talk to him. Heart of mine. And what's happening now? And America has most, the majority folks don't even see it. She's sinking and don't know it. God Almighty. It's happening, buddy. We can turn our back to it all we want it and know it. You better hear some of these crazy preachers. That you call crazy. I ain't joking with you. Don't. Because if you hate Jesus, don't talk him down to me. Don't you try to make him go against me. See, because you don't care nothing about it. Ain't that right, brother? See, because you don't care nothing about him. See, he's my best friend. Don't you try to talk your mess to me about him. I know him. He's my best friend. With all of my friends, I can see with my natural eye, may turn me down, but this friend would never leave you or not forsake you. He's my best friend. If you got a problem with him, that's your problem. I might can tell you about it, but that's your problem. Don't try to talk me against him, because you don't care nothing about him. See, he does strange things. Oh, boy. He wake you up in the morning. That's kind of stupid to hate somebody who wake you up in the morning. That's kind of crazy to go get somebody who feeds you when you're hungry. That's kind of stupid to hate somebody that take care of you when you're up and down the dangerous streets and avenues. That's kind of stupid to hate somebody when the doctor walks away from your bed. You don't need Jesus. You're going to need Jesus. I know you're looking good and fine and handsome and all that. You got some money, but you're going to need Jesus. Play church all you want to play church. Oh, boy. I'm excited. I know what's happening. I know you know what's happening. Put it on your book, I told you. I promise you, it won't get no better. I said, I promise you that. God will put that thing together with me now. I see why he told me about the Twin Towers. what you see now won't get any better. God Almighty. His own nation. What? Think. I got a two more hours, man. Think. I want you to think. Think a minute. Just think a minute. What have Jesus done to folks? Think. What have Jesus done to folks that they don't want to hear his what?
Name.
Watch this now. His own nation rejected him. What have he done? He was excluded from the world. They crucified him. What has he done so bad for folk to hate him? And now, Jesus is being excluded from his own church. He is standing on the outside knocking. For them to open the door to let him in. Why is Jesus on the outside? We are the last church. We represent the church of Laodicea. Go home and read it. We represent that church. It's us, the 21st century church. We don't even want him in the presence of him. We don't want him in the building. Got to knock on his church door. Knock. And they trust the sinner, us out there, and say, we don't need nothing. We're doing fine. We don't need nothing. We're rich. God Almighty. Folks doing well now, some of them. We're rich, but she's fainting, but she don't know it. We're rich. God Almighty. He trusts to knock on his own door on the outside, and they won't let him in. My brother and sister, the sad part about this, they have not missed his presence. They have not missed his presence. God Almighty. And trust to say, why are things so bad in the world? And my brother and sister, the things that we see going on in the world today should not be surprised and so shocking to the children of God. The church of Christ. It ought not to be a surprise. Why, Reverend? Because Jesus have already told us that these things shall be in the last day. We are in the last day. He done made the last turn. We can believe if you want. She seems like, hey, this ain't true. This Bible is true. We read it and just say, well, I'm trying to play on like what that said. You better read and see what everything said.
All right.
God Almighty. Watch now. Paul, get your Bible right quick. Look at 2 Timothy. And look what, listen at Jesus. Now listen at what he said. Second Timothy 3:12-13.
Yea.
Yea.
And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Not might. Not maybe. Share.
Yes.
That's what's wrong with us. Really, right now, we ain't going through no suffering for Jesus. We don't even want to be talked about. Most of us are ashamed of him. I'm going to say it again because you didn't say that, man. Most of us in the 21st century church is ashamed of Jesus. He told us to let our light shine before men. But they'll see your good work to glorify the Father. So we trying to be Christians and hide Jesus under our arm or put him in the book. We don't want them to see Jesus. Y'all be glad to tell them that he died. Y'all be glad to say, but he didn't stay there. He got up at all power. See, you may not believe it, but he lived.
That's right.
You got to know that he would. You got to know he what? You left Golgotha too quick. You ought to went to the grave with him. See, you ought to went on and just wait on him. Because he said, I'm going to get up. You ought to wait on him.
Yes, sir.
You ought to hung around there 3 days.
Yes.
And 3 nights.
Uh-huh.
You saw him step out the grave.
Yes, sir.
His sake. And my brother and sister, we must remember now, the devil can't just do what he wants to do. God got all power. The devil used people, fooled people to get back at God. Satan knows that God hates sin. And my brother and sister, let me say this. Please let me say this. You have already killed him. Can I say it like that? I'm saying you know, that's plural, you know, but you have already what? Well, what your problem is now? Your problem is you don't know the whole story. Let me say this. I got something down here I don't want to forget. Listen, when I was a boy, Lord have mercy. It was a dog named Jack in the community. Most all the children was afraid of Jack. Was afraid of him. I was one. Was afraid of Jack. Jack will bite you, man. And I was afraid of Jack. But one day Jack died. Oh, my. I know he died. One day Jack was buried. I know he was buried. So now calling Jack's name, I had no problem. Because I know he died. He can't growl at me no more. I know he dead. You can call Jack all you want. Jack dead. They were looking at him when he died. They know he was buried. They saw him when he was buried. So what the name is spreading folks for? If he dead, what's your name bothering you about? Jack didn't bother me no more because I was afraid of him. He was dead. If he's a dead, why the name bothering folks tonight? But Jesus got up. And the name bothering folks. Because he lives. I say he what? Lives. What about somebody who don't die? No, he's dead. And afraid to call his what? Name. You need to get the whole story. Y'all can say that. I got 10 more minutes. Watch this. Oh, boy. This is a strange Jesus. He's not at all like the other fellas. It's strange. This is strange. What the name bothering folk for red wine? Why can't he dead? He said he dead. What the name bothering folk for? God Almighty. Let's see why. Paul, get your Bible. Look at Philippians 2, 5 through 11.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Yes, sir.
Wherefore, God has, also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Lord have mercy, every knee should bow of things in heaven, of things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Let me say this. McClain, when Jack died, his name was exalted.
All right.
But when Jesus died, his name is exalted above every name. And at that name, every knee got to bow. You got to bow whether you want to bow. When you see him, whether you go to hell or heaven, you still got to bow. To bow. Big shot knees. Rick folk knees. Paul folk knees. Aaron knees. Got to bow. For what, Reverend Walker? To give him glory and give him praise. The devil just deceiving folks. But he's fooling folks. But the devil knows he lives. That's why he don't want folks to bring up what? The name. The devil knows that. And he got folks afraid to bring up Jesus' name. Because his power in what? The name. Jack, Lord have mercy. Jack didn't have no power. I'm not afraid of Jack no more. I feel Jesus, but I love him. But he done for me. No, he died. But he didn't stay dead. Oh, Lord. time it was, but it's what? It might have been 2 o'clock. I don't know, but it was what? It might have been 5, but it was what? Here's the deal. That means folks don't want the name. That means Americans trying to stop it because the devil leading it. Because you know, if you humble yourself under the name, you see, and safe. Your soul don't have to go to hell with the devil. And Americans don't got blind. She don't got so well, she don't need Jesus no more. With these ungodly laws, the laws that going against God, you can't do but go down. And I'm promising you, maybe in heaven, but I'm promising you, put it on your book. I promise you, America won't get no better. Watch. This is it.
Well,
I said, this is it. What you see, I said, I promise you, what you see, it won't get no better. Because America is leaving God. We are that church.
All right.
The Laodicea church. Knocking won't even let him in. So many local sermon don't even bring up Jesus' name.
Right.
Heard a preacher preach 30 minutes, then bring up Jesus' name. That means I'm not hard on you, preacher. I'm not hard on, but I'm hard on them. See, they don't play preaching.
Amen. Amen.
Don't play preaching. God won't preach to tell folks the truth. Want to bring a little message to make you feel good. Folk got to be saved.
Bless you, Pastor. Yes, sir.
They don't want the name. It's going to be going on. It's not about to stop. All I'm telling you, make sure you say, death may hit you anywhere. They may throw a bomb over in this building one day. Shoot you in the, anything can happen now. I promise you now. I promise you, this is it. I see what God's trying to tell me. We're back on. They're not trusting God. America are not trusting God. They love this present world. That's what make them go down. We going down. We think we getting on something. Promise you. You sinking. We sinking. And don't even realize. What bothered me. This what bothered me. Folk that said they Christian go along with all this mess these folks bringing here. That would bother me. Some of them be in church. I don't see nothing wrong with it. No, you ain't straight yourself. That's the reason you don't see nothing wrong with it. You're blind yourself. You don't see nothing wrong with this mess. You blind yourself. We can ignore this Bible all we want. This Bible is true.
Yes,
no wonder Jesus told me years ago, ain't nothing about no coming of Jesus. Tell them I'm on my way back. What I knew about the coming of Jesus? Nothing. He coming back. And told you how he's going to act. And when you see these things happening, read your Bible. You got to believe what the Bible says.
These kind of things going to be going on. 28, catalog number 1628.
And watch now. We are the Laodicea church. He's not even prevalent in so many local churches.
You're right.
We don't let him in. Just entertaining going on.
Right.
We enjoy ourselves. Well, where's Jesus at?
All right.
You come to church to hear the truth. You don't come to church to hear lies and to make you feel good. You come to church to hear what Jesus will tell that preacher, and that's got to be what? The truth. It's up to you to believe it. But God knows it's the truth. I'm going to leave you like this. What happening in the world, especially in America, we don't got down to the nitty gritty. We don't even want his name. I believe it that it going to be, I told y'all, the next thing that's going after will be what? The name. And shut up, it's our start. Shut up, it's our start. We can ignore it all we want. Jesus is coming back.
You're right, Pastor.
I'm going to say it again. I'm opening the doors of the church. What you see happening now in America, we're going to try all we can to call back up a little bit. Ain't going to be a bit of hope because they don't want Jesus. They leaving their bread behind. They're leaving their water behind. They're leaving their best friend behind. And the Bible have already predicted what's going to happen at the end time, in the last days. They don't want Jesus. Let us all stand. If there ever was a time that folks need to get saved, those are not saved. Get saved. It's so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple.